That the Ramchal pointed out that from the pasuk in Dvarim, Atah Yisrael, we really have over there a proper perspective of what it means to be a Jew. 80% Chovas HaLevavos and 20% Chovas HaYivarim. To a certain degree, the Nesiva Shalom points this out also in his Hakadama, where he says that the Rambam brings in the dinim of Ahava and Yira and Vekus in a section that he calls Yisodei HaTorah. In other words, that's Yisodei HaTorah. Those are the basics. That's the foundation. That's where everything begins. Afterwards, you move over into Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Gneiva and Hilchos Zela. But Yisodei HaTorah, that's what we're speaking about. And so to a certain degree, really, the Ramchal could have written his work at this point and taken the five nekudos that he mentioned and expanded upon each one of them. However, the Ramchal decided to go further and to find a different source text on which to build his sefer. Firstly, Yosef Prati, that it breaks it down into more than just four categories of Chovas HaLevavos, but many, many more, at least twice as many. But more than that, Mesuder Lefi Hadragah HaMitztarechet Bahem L'Knos HaSamach HaNachon. That since the Ramchal does not only want to teach us what is Ahava, what is Yira, what's the Emes, but also how to be Kona, how to acquire it, and how to work on maintaining it. So here we have an order that is the function of the order, that we have a system in terms of how to acquire these midos. Kuluk acher Yosef prati u'masuda lefi hadrogam itzterechas v'hem l'knosa samah hanachon. V'hu ma'ashamru b'braisa, quoting the braisa from Avodah Zarah and Daf Chof, v'zeh l'shono, mikan amar Pinchas ben Yoyer, the Mechutan of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Torah mevi'a lidei zehirus, zehirus mevi'a lidei zrizus, zrizus mevi'a lidei nekius, nekius mevi'a lidei precious, precious mevi'a lidei tahara, tahara mevi'a lidei chasidus, chasidus mevi'a lidei anava, anava mevi'a lidei yiraschet. We have this ascending ladder, yiraschet mevi'a lidei kedusha, but why stop there? Kedusha mevi'a lidei ruach hakodesh, v'ruach hakodesh mevi'a lidei tchias hameisim. That man can become mamish godlike, man can become kadoshified, and take those keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally keeps by himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow that man to use those keys as well, the key of Tchias HaMeisim. Namely, that's the highest darga that that individual can reach. Hinei al pi habreisa hazos iskamti l'chaber kibureze. And so I decided to, you know, take this ladder, view this ladder as the Mesilat Yesharim, as the roadway, the pathway of those who want to be a yashar, because it moves in the right direction, and from being a tzaddik to being a chassid to being a kadosh. Fi yasharim tishalal uvedivrei tzaddikim tisbarach uvashon chassidim tisramam uvakerv kadoshim titkadash. That this is where we are heading to take the ladder, divided into three large sections. Each section has a number of subsections. Lamed latzmi. That the Ramchal wrote this sefer for very selfish reasons, that he wanted to grow, he wanted to become a kadosh, he wanted to have ruach hakodesh, he wanted to be mechayeh hameisim. I mean, to be selfish reasons, in order to be the maximum shutef that he could with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the gula, ulahaskir la'achirim, and also anyone else allowed to listen in, tnoi ha'avoda hashleimah l'madregoseihem. That this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for this purpose. V'hi baram ba'avraham. So we'll see what the emes of each of these rungs of the ladder is. What does it mean to be a chassid? What does it mean to be a tahor? How to acquire? How to maintain, to be certain that we don't lose it? And as he pointed out in Hakdama, reading it once, we'll just sort of say, oh, we know all this. In other words, the purpose is to read it and to reread it. One can make for oneself a kitzur in order that one be able to remind oneself constantly. In other words, that these are things that there is an inner battle in us that our you want to call it a Yetzer Hara, you want to call it a Nefesh Behemit, whatever you want to call it, something in of us doesn't want us to reach our goal, or at least challenges us. Are you sure you want to reach your goal? And so one requires to be proactive. One has to be proactive. So if one is constantly reading the Sisa Sharm, again, just a reminder of that which is obviously everything in the world requires siyata d'shmaya. I think I mentioned to you in the Hakdama that there was a Rav Bachrach in Eretz Yisrael who claimed that the role model of the Ramchal was David HaMelech, and we can see from the adjectives with which he crowns him, Hamashorer Ha'ahuv Legohav, Horeni Hashem Darkecha, Ahalach, Ahalech Vamitecha, Yached Levavili Yerashemecha, Amen Ken Yiratzon. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Siyata Dishmaya to be able to walk in the right manner. Perek Aleph, Biur Klal Chovas Ha'adam Ba'olamo. Yisod HaChasidut V'Shoresh HaAvodah, a Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, V'Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmima, Hu Sheyitbarer V'Yitamet Eitzel Adam, Ma Chovato Ba'olamo. We can't start without having a compass, without having a goal, without knowing where we're headed. Ma Chovato Ba'olamo. What does it mean to be a Jew? What are responsibilities? That we have to ask ourselves a question: is what we're doing bringing us to our goal? But if we have no idea what our goal is, how can we ever answer that question? So a person has to have a goal. Then he can ask himself, am I going to bring myself closer to this goal by playing basketball now? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe I have a lot of excess energy. Better to get out in basketball than to get it out in some sort of weird imagination. In other words, the answers aren't always the same. But one has to ask the same question: is this bringing me closer to my goal or further from my goal? Just to understand this question in the context, if we look at Perek Beis begins, Be your midat hazihirut. Now, the latter began, if you recall, with Torah. Torah mivida lidei zehirut. Where do we find Torah at all discussed in the book of the Ramchal? In other words, Torah is the first rung of the ladder. And the second rung is zehirut. Perek Beis is zehirut. So, achara, Perek Aleph is Torah. Be your klal chovas adam b'olamot. Knowing where you're heading, that's what we call Torah. Torah is the horot, right? That's how the Sisharam ended its Hakdama. Horeini Hashem darkecha. Torah is that which gives us our direction. Just to end off with a vort on the parsha, but I think it's a very very emistic vort on the parsha. Maybe we'll begin the vort now and we'll continue it tomorrow. We know that the Gemara Avodah Zarah, a few dapim earlier from Daf Chaf, Gemara Daf Tes, and Avodah Zarah points out that the world was created. For Shis Alfei Shani, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world as we know it, what we call Olam Hazeh, to be in this situation for 6,000 years. Right? We're sort of in the Bein Hashmashos of the end of the sixth day. 5,771 years have already gone by, and these 6,000 years are divided into three sections. 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years in which Mashiach can come. Be'ita Achishena. Okay, we're still waiting for the Achishena, otherwise it will come simply Be'ita. I shouldn't say we're waiting for the Achishena, we want to bring about the Achishena. The Achishena, it's not something you sit back and wait for. The 2,000 years of Tohu, the first 2,000 years, are that which is found in the Torah, Sachakol, in the first two parshias. Bereishis and Noah is one-third of human history. One-third of world history is Bereishis and Noah. Avraham Avinu is the transition from the world of Tohu to the world of Torah. The Gemara over there says that 2,000 years of Tohu end at the point of HaNefesh Asher Asah B'Charan. When Avraham Avinu began to influence other individuals towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that began the 2,000 years of Torah. Whenever you have a transition, there is always a certain Bein Hashmashos. Namely, there are people from the world of Tohu who make it into the beginning of the world of Torah. I would like to posit that this week's parasha, that Hagar and Lot are two individuals from the world of Torah who are living simultaneous with the beginning of the world of Torah, of Avraham Avinu. And we'll leave for tomorrow to see what the Torah speaks about as the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu, and what is the common denominator of Hagar and of Lot. And that has to do over here with the concept of Klal Chovas Adam B'Olamo. Okay, so we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll begin with that, and then we'll move over into the text of the Nisus Hashar.
Can oak be another example?